It's Saturday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station today is Santi Marcellino e Pietro al Laterano. Constantine the Great seems to have built on the Via Labicana, which runs in the same place now as it did in ancient times, and with the very same name, a church in honor of the martyrs Marcellinus and Peter. And he had his mother St. Helena buried here in a porphyry tomb. Like most churches, it underwent many restorations over the centuries. This one, however, was later entirely demolished, and a new church finished in 1754. St. Peter, of this pair of saints, was an exorcist. He was imprisoned during the persecutions by Diocletian, and he wound up converting his jailers. The priest Marcellinus then baptized them. Eventually, both were beheaded. They were originally buried in a forest outside the city, where it was thought their bodies would not be found, and, of course, then venerated. But, as legend has it, their bodies glowed, and people found them anyway. So they were brought to the catacomb ad duas lauros, along the Via Labicana. However, there are conflicting claims about their bodies. Some sources say their remains were sent north by Gregory IV, and then they were moved around a few times until they landed in Seligenstadt near Frankfurt. However, it is also claimed that their remains are at the cathedral in Cremona in Italy. Their church was rebuilt in the 18th century by Benedict XIV, Papa Lambertini. He also had the work done on the Trevi Fountain and on the facade of St. Mary Major. During the renovation work, an inscription was found which said that there had been here a church dedicated by Pope Cyriacus, who died in 398, and other inscriptions from the time of Gregory III and Alexander IV in the 13th century. It is possible that the pair of saints, who were probably not brothers, nevertheless influenced the Mass formulary in the extraordinary form, at least in respect to the readings. The first reading is about Esau and Jacob, while the second, the Gospel reading, is the parable of the prodigal son, which also has two brothers. We have 20 sermons by Pope St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604, which were preached in the ancient church of Saints Marcellinus and Peter. Dominic Yaroslav Duka is the cardinal titular here. From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. Advanced in years and fearful his son might marry a Canaanite, Abraham sent his servant to the land of Ur, Abraham's hometown, to find a wife for Isaac. God led the servant to Rebekah, the daughter of Abraham's brother. This woman of unusual faith and courage agreed to leave her family and hastily set off for a distant land. In due time, Rebekah conceived twins. When the two sons struggled together within her womb, the Lord told her that the two nations were in her womb, and that the elder son would serve the younger. But even though God had earmarked Jacob to be Isaac's heir, Isaac loved his older son Esau the best, while Rebekah favored Jacob. Isaac wanted to bless his elder son, while God intended to bless the younger. This is a subplot that runs throughout the Bible. The younger is chosen over the elder. God chooses the weaker, younger brother to show that his plans are fulfilled through his power, not that of men. The Collect from the Extraordinary Form of Holy Mass. Oremus, da quaesumus Domine, nostris effectum jejunii salutarem, ut castigatio carnis assumpta, ad nostrarum vegetationem transiat animarum. Let us pray. Grant that our fasting may be beneficial to us, we beseech you, O Lord, so that by chastising our flesh, we may obtain strength for our souls. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.